This is a recording to help various users of Microsoft Teams with JAWS based on a number of emails and other inputs that I've received recently. I'm going to cover script sets available, what I call the min-max problem, otherwise known as the window structure problem, or Teams saying Chrome Legacy Window about 12 times when it opens, how to handle the virtual cursor, and when to use it. And finally, how to handle the location of buttons, which includes things like how to join meetings and things of that nature. First of all, script sets available. There are two. The first one comes with JAWS 2020. I don't know how much it was available in 2019, and I don't think anything is older than that available. In 2020, there are some scripts that are just by default active, and they have a few features. I have some scripts also. I'll give the URL shortly. And they have some more features, and I'm actively developing them to include a number of further enhancements that hopefully help people use Teams. One of the major elements that's already there is an ability to shorten messages. So, for example, you don't hear all the help text all the time on every message. And it reorganizes them a little bit for what I think of as easier reading. You get my scripts from https://www.dlee, that's D-L-E-E, my first initial and last name, .org/teams. And that's an installer, and you can install them, and they will work. A lot of the JAWS Teams code will still work over the top of those, but maybe not everything. The virtual cursor issue that people have run into sometimes is that my code disables the virtual cursor, and I don't know if the Teams default code does that. Vespero has recommended that we disable the virtual cursor in one of their recent seminars, webinars on using Teams. I automated it. If you need the virtual cursor back, and there are times you will, you can use Insert Z to re-enable the PC cursor command switching to the virtual cursor. So you type Insert Z, and it'll say virtual PC cursor on. Then your PC cursor key will enable the virtual cursor like it normally does in other websites and web applications. You can do Insert Z again to turn it off, or it will automatically turn back off when you Alt-Tab out of Teams and back in. Good case for this is the keyboard shortcut list, which is a control period. If you type that, you're going to want the virtual PC cursor on, so you would do control period, then Insert Z, make sure it says VPC on, and then you can use your virtual PC cursor command, your PC cursor command to get the virtual cursor active. The min-max issue. I call it that because the solution has to do with minimize or restore, actually, and maximizing the window. Here's the scenario. You switch into Teams, and you hear Chrome Legacy Window, Chrome Legacy Window, Chrome Legacy Window, many, many times over. And then the tab key and everything else pretty much does nothing. You just have a window title. The actual problem is a little bit complicated, but in a nutshell, the wrong thing owns one of the windows that's supposed to belong to Teams. And as a result, screen readers, not just JAWS, can't find all the accessibility information to read it to you. The solution as we know it now, and this is through some discussions with Microsoft, is to use your Windows up arrow and Windows down arrow commands to minimize and maximize the window, because for some reason when you change the state of the window, it does get the window structure rebuilt correctly. So if you hear Chrome Legacy Window a bunch of times in a row, use Windows up arrow, Windows down arrow to get your window to the right size that you want, but also to change the size so that Teams kind of rebuilds its own window structure. I am trying to put into my script something that will do this automatically when you Alt-Tab into Teams when necessary. That is only something I've started working on today. I need to test it more carefully before I release it. I also expect Microsoft to fix the issue eventually, so none of us have to worry about this. Last item, joining meetings and other buttons. I've gotten a number of complaints saying it's difficult to get into a meeting because you can't find the join button. There are two possible solutions for this that I think are fast. One, if you enable the virtual cursor, such as if you're using the default Teams scripts, The letter B by itself with a VPC active will move among buttons. You might be able to find it quickly that way. There are also, of course, commands for listing buttons on a web page that are part of JAWS itself that might work well enough. I have not tested that, but I expect that would work. My personal favorite, though, is that in my own scripts, I put a sequence in that will find buttons, and that is the command key, which is normally the left bracket, unless you've changed it, followed by the letter B. So left bracket B, or your prefix key if you've changed it, and then B, will bring up a list of buttons, and then you can find the one you want by typing the first letter or a few letters, like J or J-O for join, C for close, etc. This is also useful for dealing with calls. If you need to end a call, if you need to answer a call, even in Teams coming in, you get into the window and you can type that. That should speed things up. You should be able to find join buttons. The process of joining meetings I have found to be a little bit interesting because sometimes I have to hit the join button and then a new dialogue comes up and there's a second join button. So be aware of that. The reason for that, I believe, is that it gives you an option to do things like enable or disable audio and enable and disable your camera before you actually do the join. So sometimes I really do prefer to tab around that second dialogue and see what the status is, see whether my camera is active before I hit the join button. Hopefully that will be helpful to people. I'm still working on the scripts, as I mentioned, and I hope that this makes things easier for people that use Teams.